Good Thursday morning, church. This is Maundy Thursday morning in the Holy Week, and we hope that you are truly being blessed during this week. Again, I encourage you, keep your eyes open for the answer to those prayers. Today, we're looking at Psalm 59, and God's saving word, again, is prayer. It's prayer. We need to be in prayer. Prayer for ourselves, that we will be able to run the race that God has set before us, and prayer for our loved ones, that we will be the testimony, that we will be the witness that they need to see, so that they too will be encouraged to live a life that brings glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Today's psalm is another prayer for God's protection from enemies, and it's attributed to David. It refers to a time when King Saul sent men to watch David's house at night with orders to kill him in the morning. The writer expresses confidence in God, and the psalm concludes with an affirmation of God's constant love. This is another prayer for safety. And again, side note, it is always a safe thing to pray the Word of God. And we want to pray in God's will, and one of the ways we can do that is by praying the will, by praying the Word of God. And one of the neatest books in the Bible to pray is the Book of Psalms, because most of them are prayers that have been many times set to music. And so we are reading here Psalm 59. Save me from my enemies, my God. Protect me from those who attack me. Save me from those evil people. Rescue me from those murderers. Look, they are waiting to kill me. Cruel people are gathering against me. It is not because of any sin or wrong that I have done, nor because of any fault of mine, O Lord, that they hurry to their places. Rise, Lord God Almighty, and come to my aid. See for yourself, God of Israel. Wake up and punish the heathen. Show no mercy to evil traitors. They come back in the evening, snarling like dogs as they go about the city. Listen to their insults and threats. Their tongues are like swords in their mouths, yet they think that no one hears them. But you laugh at them, Lord. You mock all the heathen. I have confidence in your strength. You are my refuge, O God. My God loves me and will come for me. He will let me see my enemies defeated. Do not kill them, O God. Or my people may forget. Scatter them by your strength and defeat them, O Lord, our protector. Sin is on their lips. All their words are sinful. May they be caught in their pride. Because they curse and lie, destroy them in your anger. Destroy them completely. Then everyone will know that God rules in Israel, that His rule extends over all the earth. My enemies come back in the evening, snarling like dogs as they go through about the city, like dogs roaming about for food and growling if they do not find enough. But I will sing about your strength. Every morning I will sing aloud of your constant love. You have been a refuge for me, a shelter in my time of trouble. I will praise you, my defender. My refuge is God, the God who loves me. And today's key verse is Psalm 59:17. I will praise you, my defender. My refuge is God, the God who loves me. Have you ever experienced a time of uncertainty when you needed to put your trust in God alone? Think about that situation and what was its outcome. Here in this passage of scripture, the writer puts his trust in God. Let's pray. Almighty God, you alone are my refuge. Whenever I am afraid, I know that you are always near. Keep me close to you and calm my fears so that I may dwell in safety in your steadfast love. Amen. All right, that concludes our time together, church. I pray God's best blessings on you this day. And remember, keep your eyes open and ready for God's answer to your prayers. Until tomorrow, God